as I'm trolling about the social medias, and I'm looking for stuff to talk about and the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow, I'm starting to see conservatives do what conservatives always do. They fall in love with personalities and politicians. Trump. Before that, Ron Paul, which was a good one. And others. There's always these personalities that conservatives fall in love with. Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity. But we're in a place post-Trump where conservatives outside of somebody like Tucker, that everybody kind of has forgiven for not backing Trump after the rigging on the 2020. We try to attach ourselves to savior politicians, which is hysterical because we consider ourselves the religious party. We believe in God, and of course we should. But we also love to put our faith in politicians and raise them up. And I'm seeing this happen with Kristen Sinema, the bisexual senator from Arizona, who's a Democrat. For the simple reason that she's not acting crazy. For the simple reason that she's not acting insane. That she's not acting like the rest of the Democratic Party. Of course, everybody looked, because it's a 50-50 split, and the Senate parliamentarian said, yeah, you can use reconciliation. By the way, that Senate parliamentarian was appointed by Harry Reid. Ah, shocking. But it's a 50-50 split with Cackling Harris as the tiebreaker. So we're looking for who's going to save us? Who's going to save us from the Senate? Is it Joe Manchin? His wife just got a high-paying job in the Biden regime. Probably not going to be Joe Manchin. Is it going to be the senator from Montana, who I can never remember? Nah, we don't know. Who is it going to be? Who's going to save us? And now, because Kristen Sinema won't block the filibuster, she's defending the filibuster. She's now getting Tester. Thank you. Tester in Montana. I'm sorry. That guy, he obviously has as much appeal to me as Tofu, because I can never remember him. No offense. I just don't remember the guy's name. I know more brands of tofu than I know the senator from Montana. That's because I actively avoid tofu. So, Sinema has emerged, and it's partly because we talked about it yesterday with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So if you didn't listen in the last segment of yesterday's program, buckle up. Buckle up. Kristen Sinema is a female, obviously. She's a 44-year-old senator from Arizona. So she's youngish, right? She's not young. But she compared to like Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi, she's the springiest of all springy chickens. So she's a youngish senator from Arizona. And she's kind of quirky. She dresses weird. And she does all kinds of quirky stuff. Like when she voted down a bill, she did like a curtsy thumb down against it. And she does all these weird things. She's like the quirky girl in high school that you're going, why do I want to hang out with you? Are you just quirky because you're quirky or just because... I don't know. And that's kind of how conservatives are now, because This is from Breitbart. She surfaced as one of the few defenders of the, yeah, she's an openly bi senator. Yeah, openly bisexual. Which I guess some conservatives find exotic. It's gross, but you know, some people are. In our new conservative party, in our new Big Ten party, everybody's welcome. But she's one of the few Democrat defenders of the filibuster. Why? Why? Folks, she's in a state that has successfully stolen two Senate seats and a governorship. And no, two senator seats in the presidential election. The girl is walking on thin ice. So, of course, she's going to act as middle of the road as possible. She may be a lot of things. She may be a blonde, but she's not dumb-ish. She's trying to keep her seat. But it's not about Sinema. It's about the conservative attitude towards politicians and how we lionize and we're so desperate. Now that Trump's gone, we're so desperate for heroes in government, right? We're supposed to be anti-government, but we're always looking for our heroes in government. Oh, Sinema, she's a fighter. Not like that loser Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin next week, if he comes out against the filibuster, Joe Manchin is a warrior, and we need to support him too. Of course, this is a byproduct of the grifter conservative media cycle, which are trying to gin up these heroes so they can cover them, so they can ask you for more money. It's a sick, twisted circle. We've said it before, nobody's come to save you. None of these senators are really fighting for you. It doesn't matter. Just like we'll talk about it with Asa Hutchinson. None of these people... none of these people, governors on up, even state and state reps and state senators, they're just there for the paycheck and the clout and the possibility of moving up, you know, from the minor leagues to from single A to triple A, single A, double A, triple A, whatever the case may be. But we're simping, well, not we, I'm not. Conservative media has found a new golden calf to worship, and it fits all. Oh, look, we're inclusive because she's LGBT, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And she's a woman, and we think she's awesome. So we're inclusive-y and stuff. So look at how great we are. We're just once again doing what? Setting yourself up for failure.